I'll give you 3 seconds to get your ass out here. One, two.
This is my own private domicile, and I will not be harassed.
Yeah.
Just want to start that one out right.
Perfect. I was just watching that part. I gotta say, I get sucked into these really easily.
Yes, we saw your old buddy, old Joe, there.
I was so excited. I thought about you, actually. I love him.
You're right. He doesn't look like that guy very, very much. But in my mind and my memory, he did.
You just wanted him to be that guy.
I know. That would have been funny.
That would have been.
That guy's probably like a non-drinker, straight-laced, just dirty. He's just dirty is his only vice.
Right, exactly.
So this is West Coast Project, and we're here to talk about Better Call Saul in Breaking Bad Season 3, Episode 6. It's a lot of numbers there. It's called Sunset. I'm Mike. I'm here with Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. How are you?
Good. So this one is about the RV is mainly the focus of this one, and Saul has a little bit to do with it, but he starts this whole thing by telling the boys to get over there and deal with it. Basically tells Walt to go over there and deal with it before the feds get there.
Yes, and once again, you see him, and he's getting some sort of massage from some woman, and you wonder if that has something that to do with the end completion. He always seems to have some sort of somebody in his office giving him a massage or doing something. He's pretty hilarious that way.
Yeah. So this one starts with Walt getting that advice from Saul, and then the episode kind of flows from there. But Saul wanted, you know, why did he? Let me just ask you, why do you think he wanted Walt to be there? What was Walt going to do before the feds got there?
Beware to get rid of the RV.
Yeah, going to the RV. What was the advantage of that before the feds got there? Just to move it, you think?
Yeah, because he said my fingerprints are all over it, and the Hank's on the trail. So Saul's like, well, what are you doing? Get rid of it. Get over there. Get this done now.
And we've seen this happens kind of in the middle to maybe the last third. So we know that at this point, Hank's been following Jesse and tailing him and watching him outside his house, just waiting for him to go to the RV. Because he knows from Combo's mother that Jesse and Combo were friends and that the RV is probably somewhere in Jesse's possession.
Yes, and thank God for Saul, because a lot of the times when these characters freeze, like Walt, he's a smart guy, and he just froze. Like, he called Saul first, and Saul had to be the one to kind of slap him into reality and say, well, what are you doing talking to me? Get moving.
And Walt does think pretty quickly, because I guess what the RV is getting tuned up by Badger so when Jesse's new cooking operation goes into play, they won't have bad taillights, and the buzzer will go off if the keys are left in the ignition again.
Yeah.
And he's getting it kind of tuned up, but the guy that's tuning it up knows another guy that can destroy it, I guess, wipe it off the face of the earth.
Yes, Clovis, Badger's cousin. Yeah, they all seem to be connected. You know, they all kind of know a guy that knows a guy that knows another guy.
Now, Clovis is the guy, that's the place where Jesse fell into the porta potty?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
I've actually been there. It's they still have the office in there where Clovis sat when Jesse first took the RV in the earlier seasons, and it looks very similar.
Well, before all this happens, when the RV is at the junkyard, Walt's kind of looking at it fondly, just like, wow, this is our old place. This is where it all got started.
Yep. They're losing an old friend, essentially.
Yeah. So Badger tips off Jesse that, you know, they're going to move this and get rid of it. And Jesse's pissed off, so he races over there. And, of course, he's followed by Hank, and this is where this little encounter ensues.
Yes, and Jesse automatically assumes that Walt's getting rid of it to try to prevent him from cooking. And then he learns later that that's not the case.
So on first watch, this looked really bad, Kelly, when I saw the scene for the first time. You know, Hank's caught them. They're inside that thing. His car is pulled up right behind it. They're not going to drive away. He's calling in reinforcements, and they're pinned down. I thought for sure this looked really bad.
Yes, I was at the edge of my seat, and I could not figure out what on God's earth are they going to do to get out of this?
Yeah, pretty clever. Pretty clever what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So we do see this legal sword fight with old Joe. Old, I guess his name is technically Old Joe, Junkyard
yes.
Old Joe. But he sees Hank trying to pry the door open and comes up and starts this legal duel with him. And it's pretty interesting how, is it a vehicle? Is it a car? Is it a house? And it's pretty interesting how they went back and forth over that.
Yeah, it was great. And the fact that then Walt had to step in once Hank took the duct tape off the bullet holes to say, how did you know they were there before you took off the tape? So there Walt and his, I don't know how much knowledge he has of the law, but that really helped strengthen their case as well.
Yeah, no probable cause.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, Junkyard Old Joe, I keep saying Junkyard, but Old Joe was in two episodes of the series. He was in Live Free or Die. Do you remember what he did in that one?
No, I don't.
I wonder if it was something to do with the gun turret thing that Walt was building.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because Live Free or Die was the first one of the last season.
Oh, wait, wasn't it? It was when they did the magnets.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he was in the magnet scene. He gave them all that stuff to take to erase all the cop information.
And that was Live Free or Die? It seems like that would have been earlier.
I don't know. If he's been in two of them, then that's the only one I can think of.
Yeah, well, the other one was definitely Live Free or Die. So maybe it was, because maybe they did that in the beginning of the last season. So hard to remember.
Yeah, it is.
But so they're pinned in there, so they're in the RV, no escape, no way out, and Walt calls Saul.
Mm-hmm.
And Saul, all we hear is, get me out of here, help, we're stuck. And a couple minutes later, Hank's phone rings, and it's a lady saying she's a cop and informing him that Marie's been in a car accident. And Hank freaks out and jumps in his car and zooms off.
Right. When I watched it, I thought... The second time I watched it, I thought, would I really have fallen for that? But the first time I watched it, I believed it wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I believe I would have fallen for it.
Mm-hmm.
That Francesca, she does a good job. She was really, really convincing, I think, in her portrayal of being a female cop.
Yes, I think so, too.
In fact, she wants more money from Saul.
She doesn't get paid enough to put up with what Saul puts her through.
Yeah, she's quite a character. Later on in the series, we see her doing some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then we see your famous phone snap, Kelly.
Yes, I love it. Still going to buy one.
Just to do it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So then we see the RV getting destroyed by Old Joe to some cool jazz music. It was a cool scene to watch it get destroyed. It was almost an art form.
It really was. And, some people think, well, what did they do? Was that the RV? That was not the real RV that they used. It was actually a different model and a different color. And they actually filmed that scene in two different days. They filmed the front and they filmed the back. Because some of that RV is just done on a set.
Yeah, and didn't they have a few of those RVs?
Mm-hmm. And they used aquariums, so it looked, when it was crushing down, it looked like things were popping out of it. And of course, they threw in a bag of Funyuns just to keep it consistent. That Funyuns has been kind of the running joke with them.
I've seen one of those RVs near where I live. I'm like, holy cow, there it is. There's the, what do they call it? The
Crystal ship.
Crystal ship. Yeah.
Yeah, it's at the Sony lot now, and I think Vince Gilligan joked he wants it to be in the Smithsonian, which I think it should be.
that's a stretch, maybe.
Maybe not for us Breaking Bad fans.
But that RV getting crunched down into a block of steel is like near the very end of the show. The final scene is Gus and the cousins meeting at sunset. I guess that's the name game for this one. It's just sunset meeting.
Yes.
And they're meeting in the desert about Tuco. The cousins want to take out Walt, again, still thinking that he killed Tuco. But Gus tells them that somebody else pulled the trigger. It's the DEA you really want.
Yes, finally. Because they kept coming into the Los Polos Hermanos, and it's funny because they sit next to each other in the booth, which I find comical. But they kept coming in with these steely-eyed glares and glances over at Gus. So at least now they know that they're kind of on the wrong trail.
Yeah, but Gus gives them the green light to kill Hank just to make them feel better. Pretty ominous looking there. But that was the very end. Any other highlights of this episode, Kelly, that you noted down?
Let's see.
How about the beginning with that Indian deputy finding the Indian lady murdered in her hut?
Yeah, those flies were CGI, which looked really real to me. But I just found it interesting that they had the cousins again, Daniel and Luis Moncada, the creepy cousins, how they had the one brother or cousin standing in the doorway, and then the other one comes behind and axes that guy while that guy eats his apple simultaneously when he hits the guy.
Pretty calmly just eating his apple.
Yeah, because you know they always have each other's backs. So he didn't even have any concern whatsoever when that guy had that gun pointed at him. And of course, we meet Gail, which was pretty important.
Oh, yeah, we meet Gail. Yeah. I liked Gail when I first saw him.
I like Gail, too, and apparently he makes a pretty mean cup of coffee.
Yeah, we didn't know what that was at first. But Walt's drinking it. It can't be meth, right?
Yeah.
Find out it's coffee.
Yeah, he can recite poetry and makes good coffee, so I like him already.
Walt and Gail were like soul brothers, man. They were drinking wine, quoting poetry, talking about how chemistry is their magic.
Yes, I think same with Gus, if things had been different, they could have been colleagues or friends. I know Walt respected him.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So what else do we see in this? Well, you pointed out that apartment, that cool new apartment that Walt is in, that was Vince's apartment for the show.
Yes, and when he's first looking at it, if you look to the left, it's by the window. There is a picture there that looks like the Breaking Bad blocks, the green blocks. Not sure if that's intentional or not, but it looks just like Breaking Bad, the BRBA.
Let's see, what else? This was about it. We got Jesse cooking again, and he's doing a pretty good job. He gets Badger doing the river dance.
It's so good. Yeah, anytime you see Matt Jones, that river dance was hilarious. And you know, it just reinforces Jesse that even though Walt might pick on his product, that his friends are giving him kudos.
Yeah. So we're going to see what this all leads to. Kind of the introduction of Gail and Walt makes an interesting turn and twist of events eventually in the end of season three. I think season three had maybe one of the best cliffhangers.
Right. And lucky for me, I didn't start watching Breaking Bad until I was able to binge on it, so I never had to wait.
Oh, you're lucky. I remember having to wait. It was a long wait.
Oh, I can imagine.
So that was about it for Sunset, unless you had any other fun facts or anything else to point out.
No, I think that was it. Just a really good episode. Lots going on, and now we've got Hank officially on the trail. And he's closing in, so I look forward to seeing what happens next.
Yeah, he's very mad now, too.
Yep.
All right, so that's it for West Coast Project and our coverage of Breaking Bad Season 3, Episode 6, Sunset. You can reach us at support@westcoastproject. My Twitter is @scathingtweets. Kelly, what's your Twitter handle?
It is BRBA for the Breaking Bad and _ fun facts.
Okay, cool. And you have some cool websites, too, with lots of neat pictures and facts about the show. Where do we find those?
Oh, that would be Breaking Bad Fun Facts on Instagram or Facebook, and then also Better Call Saul Fun Facts, which is on Instagram.
Okay.
And Tumblr, Breaking Bad Fun Facts 1.
You can link to all that stuff through the West Coast Project website. I'll get the third link from you, Kelly, and put that up too.
Okay, great.
So, yeah, see us next week. The next episode we're going to cover is 1 Minute.
Oh, it's a good one.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
All right, Kelly, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya.